Christ Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Why don't you give us a call? 888-723-4630. That's 888-723-4630.
And when last we left, we were with Lorianne from San Jose, California. Lorianne, you want to repeat your issues so new people listening will know what's going on.
So I was, exceeding my message quota on through eBay messages when I was negotiating with a customer. And then the other time I was actually trying to help a girl who had some account problems, trying to guide her to call eBay customer service and all that good stuff, and we exceeded the message amount allowed for the day, and then we could not message each other until the next day.
Right.
I don't know if that's like a outdated thing or why that's in place, but I mean, the only thing that, you know, it just made me look unprofessional, I guess you could say, or just kind of ended the heated negotiation there, or the help there, you know,
it puts a 24-hour, you have to wait 24 hours,
Yeah.
So how many are you allowed? Do we know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just know. And then I actually had posted it on one of the Facebook groups, and another, you know, member of the group who sells on eBay also had had that happen, and had it happen right at a, you know, at a point where they were about to make the sale, quite a large sale, and then boom, here comes the message, and you can't even message again. Every time you try to put something in, it'll stop you. So,
right. Yeah. And I think you're right. It's about 50. I think it's after 50 messages within a 24-hour period.
To anybody.
Yeah.
Right? It can be to 10 different people,
it's
correct?
A lot of messages.
Okay. 50 in one day. Okay.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
So, Lorianne, sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. And actually, you know, he ended up figuring it out. I mean, obviously I could still, you know, switch the price for him and do all the stuff I needed to do and edit the listing. And then, you know, he kept sending me messages somehow, and he was like, I think you got it figured out for me. I'm going to double check. And then all of a sudden the cha-ching happened. So that was good. But, I don't know. It's just kind of an inconvenience, but I mean, I don't know why that would be in place like that. I mean, people chit-chatting or whatever, but
it's in place. I'll tell you, it's in place because it's indicative, not in this case, of what is called off eBay sales. Maybe you weren't doing that, but in most cases where there is a lot of messaging going on, it is a negotiation to buy or sell something off of eBay. We're not going to allow that. We can't prevent it. We're not going to facilitate that, and we will block in any way we can a sale that should be happening on eBay, happening off eBay. It's our business. And any business owner would do the same. So one of the triggers is the 50 messages in a short period of time. I didn't know it was 50. I guess it is. And you'll have to wait another day. I think it's probably smart if you're in the middle of a negotiation and it's really getting long back and forth, is to let the other person know that this may get cut off by eBay if the quota of messages is met. That's a lot of messages.
Yes, I learned the hard way, so I will note that now.
Yeah.
I didn't know, so
or
yeah,
wait,
I know.
Or contact him in 24 hours.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah, I've only seen it happen twice, and it was just kind of in a bad, very bad spot that it happened. So just wondering why it was there. That's
You're
all.
A busy person to go over 50 messages a day. You are. That's a lot, Lorianne. It is.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, honey. We appreciate your call today. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Maria, also from San Jose, California, known on eBay as the Style Lister. Maria, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Okay, so I have a comment and a question.
Sure.
On the last episode, you guys asked about if anybody has a way to check if you have a buyer that's purchased more than once from you.
Yeah.
And when I see a name, I'm wondering, what I do is I only do PayPal, so this is for PayPal users. you can look at PayPal transaction history, and it'll show you if they bought or if you guys have exchanged funds how many times and the amount. So you can know, thank you for, you know, you might not know exactly what they purchased again. You could probably click on the transaction, but you can see I've exchanged funds with them 3 times or 2 times or however many times. And assuming that the transaction's pretty recent, it should be right there on the queue.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Thank you.
We talked a little bit about PayPal reports, too. You can run a report for a period of time, and you can see, you can sort by buyer ID.
Yeah, exactly. You can totally sort by buyer ID. And then, but if you want, you can just look at that transaction, and then it has, like, when you open it and it drops down, it says history, and you click on that, and it shows you all the times you've exchanged funds. So it's really easy.
That's cool. So you had a question, too?
I'm so sorry. Could you repeat that?
Do you have a question also?
I do have a quick question. Right now, my eBay is starting to get a little bit more on the profitable side, and I'm looking to start doing the books on it. I wasn't really making a whole lot of funds before, but now it's really starting to change, especially this year. Do you guys recommend I've seen GoDaddy on the forums. Is that the best method to go with?
They're fantastic. They are fantastic.
For what purpose again?
To do doing bookkeeping.
Oh, yes, their bookkeeping tool. It's the old Outright tool that they purchased.
It's fantastic.
It's a really good tool. You have to sort of massage it a lot. So it's an interesting tool because once you've set it up, you connect it to the either credit cards or bank accounts, for which you use your business. And then it pulls data from eBay, PayPal, and any bank or credit card that you put in. But you have to kind of teach it over time. So it's good to start that in the beginning, that certain transactions should go into certain either business or non-business income or expense accounts. So you have to tweak it a little bit, and you have to kind of tweak it every now and then. You have to, you know, you want to inspect it. But once you get it going, it definitely saves you a lot of time and effort.
You know, Griff, any bookkeeping system is like that.
Well, that's true, yeah.
You know, you've got to mark it. When you put it in the first time, you've got to say what category it's in.
Yeah.
So that's nothing unusual. That's in fact, it's wonderful because I started bookkeeping in the days before computers. You know, we had debits to the left, credits to the right. I actually had ledger books, Griff. And you had to do that. You had to know what category things were in for your taxes.
Right.
So this is good. This is a good system. Maria, you're a first-time caller.
Yes, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Well,
I've always wanted to say that.
Well, thank you very much. And you've got such a good speaking voice. You should have been calling in all along.
Thank you. I generally, people ask the questions that I'm wondering. And over the last 6 or 7 months, I started getting more involved. I didn't even really know groups existed. And I knew your guys' group existed. And I just started really trying to get more into it in the last few weeks. Last was kind of my New Year's resolution of a little bit of kind of upping my game.
Have you ever been to the sellers group in San Jose? Do you know that one? Is that eBay headquarters?
It was my first meeting in January last month. I did go to and it was my first meeting, and it was a really wonderful experience. I was the one who won the light box.
Oh, yeah, the light box, yeah.
Yeah. So I was super excited. I mean, honestly, I was like, I totally came up. So it was a really awesome experience. Everybody there was incredibly pleasant and wonderful. And it's just, I think you don't realize the content and the value until you really start putting into it. And it's totally worth it. All of everything. And it was really worth it. I learned a lot. I gained a lot from it.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And Maria,
we certainly
call
enjoy
back
having
again,
you.
Please.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Back again.
We enjoyed having you.
I will, definitely. You guys have a great week. Thanks again.
Thank you, Maria. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And when we come back from our break, we're going to do another retail moment, and why don't we go to Kat in Pittsburgh, even if we have to carry her over. She's Pittsburgh, California, known as Bear Cat. Hey, Kat, how you doing?
Doing great. Actually, mine's just real quick. It's another thing about looking up your customers.
Yes.
If you sign into your PayPal, on the top of the screen where the drop-down menus are, the last one says more. And if you click on more, the very first thing it shows is customers. When you click on that, it shows you, well, mine's showing my customers all the way back to 2013. I don't know if that's as far as it goes because I have customers for many years before that. But it shows you all your customers, alphabetical order, delivery address, email address, how much they spent on their last transaction.
Where do you see this?
So that's right there on your PayPal.
Where on PayPal?
When you sign into your PayPal, the drop-down menu across the top that says summary, money, activity, so forth.
Oh, yes, there it is, customers. Oh, I never noticed that before.
Yeah, the last drop-down is more, and then underneath that, the first thing is customers. And if you click on customers, it shows you all your customers.
But you can't sort this list. That's the problem.
It's alphabetical.
Oh, it is alphabetical by... Oh, I see. It's going backwards for me with the last names. Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's going backwards for me, too. The first Chinese characters are on the first top, and then after that, it's alphabetical.
Right. Well, that's very interesting. Thank you for
that.
So
you could at least check someone there, check an address, or you could even, since it has all their email addresses, it'd be a good place to start if you wanted to create a mailing list.
That's excellent.
Yeah, but be careful about the mailing list. I'll tell you why when we get back.
Oh,
this segment
okay.
This segment was brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Ask us anything at 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Rick and Lee.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Valentine's Day. It's the year's most romantic retail moment and one of the most profitable. List anything heart-shaped, red or pink, along with jewelry and other giftable items. Use keywords Valentine's Day in their title. Add a Valentine's Day banner to your store billboard and make a special store category for Valentine's Day gifts. Then, send a store newsletter promoting those items. Be sure to offer expedited and overnight shipping options to catch last-minute shoppers. And earn the fast and free logo, plus a boost in search. Finally, coordinate with eBay's marketing around this retail moment and help your buyers find their Valentine's Day perfect.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6-Bit, Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 400.
Turning lots into lots of profit. Brian Goodman is known on eBay as top-rated seller Mr. Dot Bigfoot and the author of Everything is Negotiable. Here's his take on buying lots.
The real goal is to get the whole bunch for a lot less lot. That way you get bigger profits when you're selling it on eBay. It's amazing. You can really get some real good deals by buying in lots. You know, for example, on postcards, it's not unusual to find lots of, you know, 800, 1,000 postcards for less than $100. And all you need to do is sell a few of those at $5 or $10 a piece, and you've made your money back.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email, using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by TerraPeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Call us with your best eBay tip or whatever you have that's eBay related at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
Okay, Griff, you were going to tell us why we should be careful with that, you know,
the mailing list. Yeah.
Yeah, the mailing list.
So, it's against policy at eBay to add your customers to your own email list. And if one of those people complains, you could be putting your account in jeopardy at eBay. So there is a built-in email list buyers who follow you if you have an eBay store, to which you can send them one email a week. And I want you to consider why eBay has this rule in place. And I'm going to be very upfront about this. So number one, the most important thing is those are eBay customers who came to eBay to buy from you. We're not going to encourage or provide facilitation for them to be then become customers of yours off of eBay. Now, that's not to say it won't happen. There are certain things for which we can't prevent you from doing. But my advice is to utilize the eBay newsletter. If you have your own newsletter, the only way you can avoid getting in trouble with eBay is you have to send the person a note saying, "May I add you to my non-eBay newsletter?" And if they say yes, then there's nothing we can do to stop that. But if you started soliciting, and there's some people that just did this who should have known better, and I felt terrible. If you start just adding people to the newsletter, to your off eBay newsletter, and one of those people complains, and they're an eBay customer, you could be in hot water with eBay. So don't jeopardize your eBay account.
So be careful.
And there's another reason. I want you to think about this for a minute. So say I buy a lot on eBay, and I buy a lot from different sellers, and I'm not unique. I'm not unusual. If I started getting newsletters from every seller I buy from, I'd get really upset really fast. I go to eBay. I look for stuff. I don't want to have my inbox, based on my level of selling, have, 10, 20, 30 emails a day from sellers on their, sending me their email list. It's just not a good, way to.
It's got to be opt-in.
Yeah, it has to be.
Has to be. Like everything else.
Right.
I'm getting so much. It's not, they don't even put unsubscribe down at the bottom. These people, they're trying to get me to build a website. I must have, clicked on something somewhere a couple of weeks ago because I'm getting them like crazy. And they don't even have an unsubscribe thing attached to them. That's not even legal. So stop it. Speaking of which, Lori Ann, she called up and she won the trivia contest today. And I asked her to please call me as soon as she received the gift certificate because we had a new system and she hasn't called me. Does that mean my new system is screwed? I don't know. Oh, she did get it? I didn't hear her. Did you hear her say she got it, Griff?
No.
No. I didn't hear her say that. She says she's waiting for it, but I didn't hear her say she got it. Okay, John said he heard it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't. So much for that. Anyway, we're going to have another trivia game in the next hour. And how much time do we have left? We have time for this.
Okay. A little bit, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
I have an item number for you, Griff. You know how I'm into civil rights things and collecting stuff that have to do with the civil rights movement? This is Black History Month, and I just want to tell you the kinds of things that you could come up with. Would you go to item number for me, please?
I'd be happy to. What is that?
3320.
Wait, let me get to a page.
Okay.
And I usually have one set up. 3320.
9340. 1199. Let me do that again.
Get that all.
3320.
Wait, now, hold on. 3320.
9340.
93. Nope, no. See, this is, hold on. This is not a good way to read the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
3320.
Better.
9340-1199.
There you go.
And it's Madam C.J. Walker Beauty School Pin.
It's a sold listing, so
yes,
you'll have
is.
To click on sold listings on the left.
Right, and it says very rare antique black history. This is a beauty school pin.
Oh, is it?
Yes, and if you think about black history and, you know, their history with all yes. of this kind of stuff, they would meet not only in the churches, but in the beauty salons, too. There's a lot of history that goes there.
Wow.
So this is a very rare antique. It's a beauty school pin from 1941.
Yeah.
And the price was $1,000, and it was sold.
Oh, good.
So I just think it's lovely. I love it. I love this kind of stuff. Anyway, for Black History Month, you know, anything like that, you know, even fans.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. So, yeah. CB, Chicago, Illinois, what's your question or comment?
On the adding names to the list, I think I know why some people get themselves in trouble having worked with lists for 30 years or so
sure.
in marketing. There used to be, I don't know if it still is. It was this way up until 5 or 10 years ago. I haven't worked with anything lately. But if the way it worked with lists is that if you purchased a list and it was a one-time purchase and that and somebody contacted you.
Okay,
and
hold on. This is an important discussion.
So we'll come back to this after the top of the hour break. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. We just love talking with you about eBay at 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. B-Stock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to bstocksourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The Bstock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's bstocksourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
I know I'm leaving money on the table because I don't sell internationally. Oh, but selling overseas is just too complicated.
I use Indicia. It makes shipping to other countries as easy as shipping to my own backyard.
How is that even possible?
Well, for starters, Indicia builds the customs form right into the shipping label. I just enter my customer's data. Indicia chooses the right form, then fills it in automatically.
What about country restrictions?
That's where Indicia's international mail advisor comes in. It warns me about restrictions or prohibitions so I don't end up with disappointed buyers.
Can Indicia handle shipping to APO and FBO addresses? Those scare me too.
Easy peasy. Indicia includes an electronic signature and round date stamp on the customs form, so you can just give the package to your carrier.
I know I'll make more sales if I start selling internationally.
You sure will. So it pays to have Indicia, but don't just take my word for it. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com/international.
I'm on it. Indicia.com/international. That's Indicia.com/international.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.